Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. You're All Local for the 22nd of April, 2024. Really nice day today. Sunny and comfortable, says Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff, with a high in low 70s. Not much wind to speak of either. Great to have you here. New information this morning about a shooting in Fort Worth that happened early yesterday morning. One of the three people shot has died overnight. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has the latest.
The shooting was early Sunday morning at a party, an after-prom party for Arlington Heights High School students, held at a home on Single Leaf Lane in southwest Fort Worth. Neighbor Eric Tatum says the whole neighborhood is shaken.
Just a little bit on edge. And the first thing you think about, you know, is safety.
The three who were wounded were taken to the hospital, not by ambulance, but in private cars. So when police got there, the home had no victims to question or to interview in any way. But speaking to other partygoers, officers were able to piece together exactly what happened. The mother who hosted the party claims hundreds of uninvited guests crashed the party. There was a dice game going on, then there was an argument, then there was gunfire. One of the victims was driven to Harris Southwest Hospital and then transferred by care flight to JPS. Daniel Moreno was treated overnight but died about 12 hours later Sunday afternoon. So far, Fort Worth police have made no arrests. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Collin County community of Princeton is mourning the loss of a dedicated police officer. Nancy Dominguez died after an off-duty car accident Saturday night. Officer Dominguez began her career with Princeton Police in July of 2022. She received numerous accolades, including the 2022 Rookie of the Year and the 2023 Life-Saving Award. Her squad car is parked outside the Princeton Municipal Center as a memorial, and it will stay there until she is laid to rest. Well, it is Earth Day, and the EarthX 2024 Congress of Conferences opens today in Dallas. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has more.
Experts in sustainability and conservation are gathering this week at the Hilton Anatole in Dallas for the EarthX Congress of Conferences. They'll be discussing a wide range of sustainability-related topics, such as energy, environmental law, and the oceans. Trammell S. Crow is the founder of EarthX. On the CEO Spotlight with David Johnson, Crow said the environment is a huge global industry.
We don't realize this is the most profitable industry of the future. If you can call environment an industry, it touches urbanism, industry, circular economy, everything.
The first half of the five-day conference will focus on built environments, while the second half will focus on the natural environment. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Early voting for the May 4th election starts today across Texas and runs through Tuesday, April 30th.
Check your county for exact locations and times for early voting because there are new laws in place that determine when polls will be open. Early voting starts today and runs through Tuesday, April 30th, so there's plenty of time for you to cast your ballot before Election Day. You will need a state-approved ID to vote. They include a Texas driver's license, a U.S. passport, a U.S. citizenship card with a photo, a DPS-issued ID or election certificate, a Texas handgun license, or a U.S. military ID with a photo. Election Day is Saturday, May 4th. Polls across the state will be open from 7 to 7 on Election Day. From DFW's election headquarters, Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Lots of sports to talk about, and as hot as they were to close the regular season, the Dallas Mavericks were just ice cold in Game 1 of the playoffs, losing the opener of their first-round series yesterday against the Clippers 109-97. The Mavs, in fact, only scored 30 points in the first half against a Clippers team that was missing Kawhi Leonard, who's out with an injured knee, but teammate Paul George says they weren't worried about that.
We want Kawhi back when he's ready. But I still think we have enough to, you know, continue to push forward and win games when we need to.
George scored 22, but Mavs head coach Jason Kidd said the real problem was the big Croatian center Ivica Zubac.
Zubac was big. He dominated here in game one at the center position. They played to him in the post, and we didn't have an answer. And so we have to be better.
They'll try to do that in game two tomorrow night, also in L.A. Let's see if the Stars have better luck. The Stanley Cup playoffs start tonight, and it will be a rematch of the Western Conference Finals. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
It'll be a rematch of last season's Western Conference Finals when the Stars take on the Vegas Golden Knights. The difference, the Stars are one of the NHL's best teams from wire to wire this season. They have star power, they have depth, with eight players reaching the 20-goal mark. Sean Shapiro of the Spits and Suds podcast on 105.3 The Fan says while the Knights are tough, it's better to take them on now.
Getting Vegas now could end your season, but I think if the greater goal is to win that silver chalice, take out the monster in the room right now, because you are the other monster in the room. That's what Dallas is. Dallas is the other monster in the West. Anyone I talk to hockey scouts all the time. I talk to hockey people all the time. People are scared of Dallas.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Some interesting news out of women's basketball. The Dallas Wings are considering a move from Arlington's College Park Center to downtown Dallas. The team acknowledged they've been talking with Mayor Eric Johnson and city officials about planned renovations to Memorial Auditorium at Kay Bailey Hutchison Convention Center, with the possibility of relocating to downtown Dallas in Memorial Auditorium in 2026. The Wings have played in Arlington since relocating to North Texas in 2016. And a nice come-from-behind win for the Rangers last night in Atlanta, avoiding a sweep at the hands of the league-leading Braves, who took a 3-0 lead in the first inning, but the Rangers answered with four of their own in the third, and then Adolis Garcia added two more in the eighth.
And the pitch is hit high and deep into right field. Acuna will watch this one as it sails into the chop house. Opposite field home run for Adolis Garcia. It's his sixth of the season. The Rangers do indeed add on and lead 6-3.
They'd hold on to win at 6-4, wrapping up their longest road trip of the season, and a very difficult one at that, with 5 wins and 5 losses. Not bad. They've got the day off and begin one of their longest homestands of the year against Seattle, Cincinnati, and Washington.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.